Yeah, flip-flop.
They're just being lazy. That's why there's a pushback.
I think it's pure half-assery on the part of Doug Ford.
I didn't use that term exactly,
yes,
but...
She didn't say half-assery.
Time to feel the rush of the round table.
Ryan and Jay here with you on The Rush. A gorgeous Thursday afternoon. Let's welcome in the round table. Christy Blatchford is here from the National Post. Bill Carroll, host of The Bill Carroll Show. Fridays, here on this radio station, host of The Morning Rush at CFRA in Ottawa, and Robert Benzi, Queen's Park Bureau Chief for the Toronto Star. Greetings to all of you wonderful people.
Hey, Ryan.
Hold your applause till the end. There you go.
Announcement today that Ontario drivers can now carry electronic proof of their auto insurance on their smartphone and or other devices. Here's the finance minister.
Starting today, Ontarians will have a choice of carrying an electronic version of their automobile insurance slip. Now, we've all had enough paper in their lives, and at least me for one, I have experienced rummaging through the glove box looking for that little pink slip. Well, as of today, your rummaging days are over if you choose this electronic option.
Lots of rummaging going on. That aside, Christy, is it time for this to go straight across the board? Your license, your health card, your passport, your concert tickets, absolutely everything on the phone?
I guess so. I mean, one thing at a time. I think this is a good move. I have also done the rummaging thing, but I've always found my insurance, proof of insurance, so or ownership, whatever I'm looking for. So it's not that great a burden to keep safe two pieces of paper in your life, you know?
One of my favorite things, Bill, is when I do the rummaging and I hand it over to the police officer and they look at me and go, yeah, that's expired. That's always
every time, right?
Yeah, because it's the only time you ever have to go look, and it usually is. But this is a good move, I think.
This is not a 1957 Ford. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, you know what? I'm a little embarrassed because I took a picture of my current pink slip months ago, and that's all I have. It's probably thrown in the garbage now. I thought it was okay to do this already. I figured if I showed a cop a photo of it, I'd be fine. I guess this is not...
What? Yeah. Cutting edge. You are cutting edge, Bill.
Well, I mean, as long as you can see the number and everything. Why do they need to see it in person? I know. I've already been doing this. The other thing I never understood about the pink slip.
Breaking the rules all along.
The pink slip is supposed to prove you own the car. Meanwhile, they tell you to leave it in the car. So if I steal your car, Ryan, I got your pink slip. That's never made point. Any sense to me. But then I put it in my wallet, and my wife gets pulled over, and she doesn't have the pink slip. I hate the pink slip.
Who doesn't hate the pink slip? I mean,
we're racing for pinks. This is inevitable, though, Robert, isn't it? Like, that's the way we're moving, and... You know, Christy's probably right. We should implement it in a certain fashion, but it's definitely coming.
Yeah, I think this is a good initiative. This is the kind of things the government should be doing, making life easier for people, not making life more complicated and more bureaucracy. So I think this is a good thing. And as long as it's an optional thing, you're not going to have any situation where people say, well, I don't have a smartphone. I just have a flip phone or something like that. So I think it's a
positive
step.
Those people shouldn't be allowed to drive.
A lot of people were concerned about the privacy part of it, though. Nobody.
Oh, please. If you're concerned about the privacy part of it, don't do it.
Yeah, true. But I mean, they see a world in which this will be the only option someday and saying, you know, if I hand my phone over to a cop, what's that cop going to do? There's a lot of distrust.
He's going to look through your really interesting texts. I mean, honestly, if people text the way they speak on their phones, which they do loud enough for me and everyone else to hear, there is not one remotely interesting thing about most people.
So true.
Not
that
once.
Is, that
no,
is true. Very true. Take a look at the last text that you sent and see how interesting it is.
It's not interesting.
I found something interesting about Shelley Carroll this morning on More in the Morning, talking a little bit about one of the perks her fellow counselors enjoy.
TIFF interview. Prediction. Every year, counselors get tickets to TIFF because we actually fund the organization. So counselors get a handful of tickets. And every year, because I have some community meeting or a community meeting out in the ward, I always give away the tickets to what turns out to be the movie of the year.
Yeah, those big shot counselors that pay out of pocket for TIFF to be here get all sorts of tickets. And so many, they're handing them out to people because they can't go to all of the movies that they get tickets for. Christy, I don't like this idea. I don't know if you went after her after she said all this.
I didn't, though I certainly noted it, and I found it a bit jarring. But then I thought, oh, well, maybe this has been known for a long time. But it wasn't known by me, that's for sure. And it isn't that they fund, it's that we fund.
Oh, I thought I heard that wrong.
Yeah.
I didn't. She said she personally funds it, and in that case, she should absolutely get tickets.
Yeah. I hate nickel and diming stuff like this. And at TIFF, which is one of the reasons I stay away from it, despite the movies, I love the movies, but it's the BS that surrounds it, where celebrities and everybody who is quasi well known gets to have free stuff and or gets free tickets. And it's all about schmoozing. I can't stand that. Really, I am a hermit. So I don't want to be petty about it. I mean, if this is just a nice thing that they do, and I'm sure many of the counselors, like Shelley, will give away some of the tickets. I think they should have to give away some of the tickets. But it's jarring. Why? Yeah. You don't fund it.
And Bill, this idea that, somehow they're doing city business. No, they're not. They're hobnobbing with movie stars. They make $112,000 a year. If they want tickets to TIFF, and it might sound like a small thing, but it's a small thing most people don't get. If they want tickets to TIFF, then go and buy them.
Yeah, it's the sense of entitlement you hear in our voice there, too. But we get them free because, we fund it.
Yeah.
So, Why wouldn't we? I mean, doesn't that make absolute sense? I can understand, and not everyone agrees with me, but I can understand you give a city council member a bus pass to make sure they use the bus once in a while to experience it, because a lot of times if you're a member of city council, you're driving around over large areas meeting after meeting, and you may avoid public transit. It's good to get you on public transit. Fine. But what is it our city council members learn from going to a couple of free movies?
Robert?
Zero.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with this. I mean, MPPs and MPs get these kinds of so-called perks, I guess you could say.
Well, and they are perks.
Perks, I guess. But, I mean, people talk about, okay, a city council makes $112,000 a year. An MPP hasn't had their salaries have been frozen since 2009 on $116,000 a year. And I know that is a lot of money to a lot of people out there, but it is not, you're not the Rockefellers when you're a city councilor at Toronto or an MPP at Queen's Park. So I don't really have a huge issue with these. With politicians work a lot harder than I think the people get credit for. I know it's easy on the radio to say, oh, they're all lazy and entitled and all of these other things. But I think
work a lot harder than I get credit for.
Just exactly. And so do I.
It's not easy to lobby 24/7 SNC, for instance.
Oh. Yeah, well, there you go. Those would be MPs, I guess. But I don't like... And the pantheon of things that I fret about with politicians, getting a few movie tickets to TIFF is not one of them.
Mm. Just means the regular person can't go. That's all.
Also wondering, Gord Perks' phone's blown up today. They're talking about you. They're talking about you again.
If they're going Brian's there friend. Because they're doing it a city function and they get free movies, of course, fine. But this idea that we pay for it, so we should get free tickets, doesn't that mean every taxpayer in Toronto should get a free ticket?
Not only free tickets, but so many tickets, I'm giving them away. I can't. I'm beating movies away with a stick.
The union representing 55,000 education workers filing a no board report today, making job action in the province's schools a possibility during the week of September the 23rd. Contract talks, which resumed today, will continue mid-month, even though no progress has been made. Robert, I'm curious, what's the temperature around Queen's Park? Were you headed for a strike?
I don't think so, but I know that Education Minister Stephen Lecce does not want a strike. There also is a political consideration. Remember that the conservative government at Queen's Park does not want any job action during a federal election period, because that would be very, very bad for the conservatives under Andrew Scheer. Not that they care that much about the political fortunes of their federal cousins, but it is a consideration for sure. And that's why I think you have a new education minister in Minister Lecce. I think they've got this no board report. There is a mediator. I would say I don't think there'll be a strike.
That feel about right for you, Christy?
Yeah, I think so, though I defer in all Queen's Park matters to Rob. I will say, though, that when the cuts in staffing were announced a couple of weeks ago or whenever it was, I did notice that teachers were cut, caretakers were cut, excuse me, secretarial staff, etc., some of the members of QP. I didn't hear any cuts to the executive, the ranks of the TDSB, the steadily growing executive ranks. And that, if I were, a custodian at a school working hard, I would be hugely annoyed, not with the Queen's Park government, mm-hmm. but with the TDSB.
Yeah, that's a great point, Bill. If you're also one of those, 100 some odd teachers that, haven't yet had your contract picked up, you'd be, starting to think about EI, as I heard some were talking about today. It's a very valid point.
It's hard to imagine we get through the next couple of months without some kind of strike affecting our schools, because there are so many different negotiations that are going to be going on. So, and ultimately, I'm not sure how much Doug Ford cares about what happens federally. I'm sure, a lot of the same people are involved in both levels, federally and provincially, in the party. So there's some of that going on. But would that really matter? Because I think no matter how much you throw at some of these unions, they're just going to want more anyway. So just because... Just because the government doesn't want there to be a strike doesn't mean they can make it go away without throwing a ton of money at it. And even then, they'll still want more.
Let's move on to this story. It's getting a lot of attention today, and for good reason. One mom, there were three kids involved in this, but one of the moms is speaking out because her kid was pricked and poked by needles that were found in the schoolyard.
We regret not telling Lily about the safety and what to do if she had ever found a needle. So that was our biggest regret, and I just hope that other parents will talk to their kids, no matter how young they are, you know, about not touching needles if they find something like this.
I've learned to not touch needles and also not to poke myself.
Robert, that's five-year-old Lily talking about being poked by a needle. She's now going to have to go through a routine and regimen of drugs to make sure that she doesn't have anything, such as HIV and hepatitis.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know what it's like as a parent, you guys both. It's your every parent's nightmare, this kind of thing happening, your kid picking up a needle in the park. My kids are a little bit older now. They're teenagers, but when they were little, we live near Trinity Bellwoods Park, and when they were a lot younger, before the neighborhood kind of got gentrified, there were needles around, and you'd always be saying, please don't touch anything. Although I'm a terrible parent for that kind of thing, because I can't remember ever specifically saying, don't touch the broken glass, don't touch that blade, the X-Acto knife that you found. I mean, one day my son, when he was about 4 or 5, was eating a chocolate bar when we were walking through Trinity Bellwoods Park, and I said, where'd you get the chocolate bar? And he said, oh, this guy gave it to me. So I'm like, jeez, taking candy from a stranger. It's like, that's like 101 of it. But of course, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
So.
Christy, you know, it's a bit of a different world nowadays where this has to be a warning conversation to a four-year-old.
Yeah, I guess so. Though I think the mom is being far too hard on herself. I mean, her daughter is just 5. Unless you have syringes hanging around your house, you know, it's not easy to say, don't touch these things. You might see them. You know, the fault doesn't lie with the mom. The fault lies with, if it's actually on the playground, then it lies with the school for not being more vigilant about cleaning it up. And I guess fundamentally with the drug users who left them there.
Yeah, a lot of people, Bill, picking up on that point about, you know, safe injection sites. Maybe it's a better idea. Keeps this kind of thing out of schoolyards. But you never know, you know, who's doing what and where.
Except it doesn't, you know, it doesn't keep the needles from being all around. Where we work in the Byward Market in Ottawa, we have, I don't know, 4 or 5 safe injection sites around. And you still see needles. We see them in our back parking lot. I see them in the garage entrance way. You know, drug addicts are drug addicts. They're not going to necessarily wait for the safe injection site to open to go get the drugs. If they have it, they're going to use it because they need it. Not to feel good, just not to feel terrible, not to be in agony. So, but you can't really. My experience with 4 and 5-year-olds, you teach them not to do things. You hope it works, but it often just makes them more curious. So, yeah, that poor mom, it's not on her at all. It's in a schoolyard, man. Somebody has to walk the yard and make sure that there are no needles around every single day.
Twice a day.
Yeah. Bill Carroll, Robert Benzi, Christy Blatchford, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Lots more to come as the Rush continues. And good luck, by the way, tonight, Robert, Green Bay Packers.
Go Pack.
That's who I would be selecting in that game if I were a betting man. But as we all know, that's not a thing.